Donaes Domine. 1. We were told to immerse ourselves, for he was coming back home. This fine patina of promises and prayer will keep us safe from all manner of disease, destruction, despair. 40 years and more we have wandered in this waste land, still never getting the joke laid before us that those who strike rocks in anger are punished, while those who throw rocks in righteous fury are granted eternal life. But still, how long must endurance stretch? These nigh 2 millennia have come and gone quickly, like a dream that upon waking you realize you never really had. Flickering images of false fire gift us with assurance that all is well. Es un mundo pequeño después de todo, so get some sleep and try to feel better. 2. So the rest is silence? No. The sum is silence. Or is as it should be. The endless mocking voices of 5 billion parrots all echo as one large, quiet cacophony, and yet no words are spoken. Rather, the masters, the maestros, throw words at jet engine noise and watch them splash against blank canvas. I ask for meaning, and in reply they cry, "Where were you, little man, when we remade the world?" I answer with no more than a shake of the head. I know which way the wind is blowing. I know which hand you use. I know that I do not know what I do not know, which is more than one can say of you. I can see her now in my mind's eye, the creator, adjusting a pillow by her head and saying that that was not what she meant at all, that that was not it at all. So preachers in pulpits, and friends on boxes, and lovers on bedsheets in back streets and elsewhere, all of them paint for me. 3. I say there shall be no more promises. Those promises made already may live, all except one. That one is already buried with the tearful woe of 10,000 imaginary brothers piled on top of the pine box. There are 2 words in the box. I forgot the path to the gravesite. The first is never. There were flowers growing there. The second is forever. I forget what they were called. You see, I thought I was in the middle of the path. She said I was in the middle of the path, but I was out of sight, out of mind, in the box with 2 meaningless words. I hear the man in the plot next to mine. He says, "At least your bell will ring." "At least you have a rope to yours," I reply, unfazed. 4. We have neither mastered reality nor fantasy, yet seek to make them both obsolete. Our souls, more precious than gold, have been melted down for the fatted calf to which we offer praise. I will lay my hands upon it. I will say that I believe. But have pity, for pity's sake, though pity like patience has worn thin. So for heaven's sake, and in heaven's name, do not promise me anything.